Thank you for calling customer support. My name is G. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. Could you tell me what kind of company you are?
We are a third-party call center that handles different products.
Like what?
We handle like several products, but if you can give me your zip code, I can look up your account.
I shouldn't have an account, but it's 11722.
All right. All right, and may I have your name?
You should know my name if I just told you my zip code.
You have to verify your name for us to help you, ma'am.
My name is Teresa. Now help me.
What's your last name?
Could you tell me what did you have me as a product of? Because I don't remember ordering any products, and I don't know how you have my card information. So I want to know what is it that you say that I have, so I will understand what is going on. I got charged twice by your company, so I want to know what it is that I bought.
Well, I can't help you until you verify all your information, ma'am.
Can I speak to your supervisor, please?
I'm more than able to handle this call if you can just help verify your information.
I just told you my name was Teresa. I just told you my zip code was 11722. So that should tell you enough that who I am.
I will need your last name, ma'am.
Why?
So I can see what you ordered. So I can see what you ordered, ma'am.
I didn't order anything. That's what I want to know.
Well, I can see what was charged on your card, ma'am. You had to verify your information.
Walker.
And your shipping address?
You should have that already. I shouldn't have to tell you what that is.
You have to verify your shipping address, ma'am.
Well, I'm not going to do that. So please, guys, speak to your boss.
Ma'am, I'm more than able to handle this call.
No,
just
you're not
your
able to help
address.
Me. No, I will not. Could I speak to your boss? I'm not giving you any more information. I want to know what it is that you said I ordered. I want to know what I got charged for because I didn't authorize any charges. Hello?
I'm still here, ma'am. Hold for just one moment. All right, ma'am, I spoke with my supervisor, and you would still have to verify your information with her.
I want to know what you charged me for.
Well, I won't be able to tell you that information until you verify your shipping address, ma'am.
I just told you it was 11722. I told you my name. I shouldn't have to tell you more than that.
Well, ma'am, I won't
be
able to help
you
until you verify your information.
Why, if you have it in front of you? You think,
ma'am,
I'm sitting here making this up?
What
ma'am, you did
you
charge me for?
You have to verify your information.
No, I want to know what you charged me for. I'm not telling you anymore.
Well, I'm sorry that I can't help you, ma'am.
Well, then I need somebody who can cancel what order every day you charge me for because it's going to get reversed because I'm not paying for it.
I'm sorry, ma'am, if you don't verify your shipping address, I won't be able to help you.
What did I get? Why do you need my shipping address? What did you ship me to for? I didn't receive anything, so I want to know what you need it for if I didn't receive anything. I got charged for something, but I know nothing about. So what would you be shipping me?
I won't be able to tell you the information until you verify your shipping address.
For what purpose?
I won't be able to tell you that information, ma'am.
Y'all have some stupid rules. Okay, I'm just going to call up my bank. I'm going to have them reverse whatever charges that you guys charge me for, because they're going to get reversed back, because I'm not paying for it. So
all right.
Whoever your boss is, you tell them, do not send me anything. I did not authorize anything to be sent from your company.
All right.
Not only once, but twice. And two different phone numbers at the same different time, 5 minutes apart. So that wouldn't make any sense. I didn't do that.
Well, I won't be able to verify the information, ma'am.
Well, I need to speak to your boss because you're not helping me.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but my supervisor says she can't speak to you till you verify your information.
Well, let me speak to her. I won't want to talk to you anymore.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You can't, not until you verify your shipping address.
For what purpose?
I can't tell you what that purpose is until you verify your shipping address.
I would just call my bank. I don't have time to answer your
stupid
question.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.